State officials say justice was served with today's execution. A win for a TV station taking on the State Department of Education, and a state agency reverses course on a proposed rule change. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, September 26th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A convicted Oklahoma County killer was put to death today after Governor Kevin Stitt declined to grant clemency. KGOU's Hannah France reports the state's execution was the fourth to be carried out nationwide in 1 week.
52-year-old Emmanuel Littlejohn was executed via lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister on Thursday morning. He was pronounced dead at 10:17 a.m. Last month, the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 to recommend clemency for Littlejohn, who is found guilty of first-degree murder and sentenced to death for the 1992 fatal shooting of Kenneth Mears during a robbery of an Oklahoma City convenience store. The execution follows calls from the Oklahoma Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty and Oklahoma House Representative Jason Lowe for Governor Stitt to grant Littlejohn clemency. Stitt released a statement after the execution saying the decision was difficult, but ultimately he is a, quote, law and order governor. I'm Hannah France.
A federal judge granted an Oklahoma City TV station a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against Oklahoma State Department of Education. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports.
KFOR's lawsuit against the Education Department alleges the TV station's reporters have been singled out and denied access to monthly public board meetings and press conferences held by State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Courtney Corbello is the attorney representing the station. She addressed reporters outside the federal courthouse downtown.
It's a pretty straightforward First Amendment issue. When the government opens up limited forums for reporters to then report from, they can't just use their unbridled discretion to figure out who they want there and who they don't.
The granted temporary restraining order and injunction means KFOR can attend the next State Board of Education meeting and be a part of any gaggle of reporters that may bunch up around Walters after it. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma's Department of Human Services is pausing a rule that would have changed daycare reimbursement rates. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth reports the decision came after public backlash.
The DHS proposal would have decreased the number of people eligible for child care subsidies. Anyone making 85% or less of the state median income is eligible for a child care subsidy program with the agency. The new rule would have decreased the income threshold to 70%. DHS says the current rates are proving difficult to fund. However, child care providers and some state lawmakers balked at the cuts for low-income families. A statement from DHS officials says they'll revisit the rules and try to find other ways to reduce spending on the program. The agency says it won't be able to pay for the child care subsidy in the long term without a cash infusion from the state. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcasts, online, and on the air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.